recently read this article, and it feels like the opposite of love to me, but we'll see about that.
Yeah.
So a couple, it was actually a few couples, said that opening their relationships, so having other people.
Yeah, opening it up to other people.
Fully open relationship.
Let's be honest, bonking other people.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Saved their relationship.
Come on.
So I know that E&M is a thing. I'm open-minded about the concept of it. I wouldn't do it myself, but I feel like it's just asking for trouble. Because anytime we've ever spoken about open relationships on air, it is never ended well.
Yeah, and I reckon this E&M crap that's going around everywhere, it's just a trend. It's a load of crap.
Well, to explore this topic a little further, I wanted to get our relationship rejuvenator on, Joe Wilson. Hi, Joe.
Hello, good morning, Joe.
Good morning.
E&M, as they call it now, in your experience, do these open relationships work or not?
Well, I'm a relationship counsellor, so usually people don't come to me when their relationships are going so well.
Yep.
That's a given, is that I see the high conflict ones or when it's spiralling. I sometimes get ones that say, oh, it's going quite well, we just want to improve things. So I'm probably coming from a place where it's either couples who are in a traditional type of relationship, and also in open relationships that aren't going well. So it's really hard for me to have an unbiased perspective because I've never seen an open relationship that has gone well either.
Yep.
All right.
Yep. Yeah. Okay. So no, in your experience, they don't work. It's not a good
thing. No. But they do happen. They are, as a counsellor, my job is to help people reach their counselling goals. So the coolest part of this job is, as you can imagine, the different types of needs and desires that people have. I can't have an opinion or
No, but you can with us on the radio. That's fine because you're not in there with your gun couples. Now, do you have people that are in open relationships come to you and talk about that?
Yeah, they do. Yeah, and it's usually based on their values. Like I had one guy who grew his parents raised him in a nudist camp, and so as you can imagine,
he was
from the UK and he was traveling around the world, and he had a very open perspective about what relationships look like. And then you have a lot of people who, it's often wealth brings that. I tend to find they get bored and nothing's ever exciting enough because they have everything at their fingertips. So I often find that these people are the ones that are wanting to make things exciting in any way possible. So if it's not drugs, they're wanting to have swinging parties or they
Well, this is what I wanted to ask you. Is it a sign that your partner is done with you or bored if they come to you and say, hey, I want to open up our relationship? Like, I'd be thinking if my partner came to me and said that, I'd be like, what's wrong with me?
Yeah, if it wasn't there before, like if you've got that person that likes the smorgasbord and when you met them, that was something that you were both open to. But then I think if you were a couple of years in and they're like, oh, I want to open things up, I'd be like, okay, that would be a red flag for me.
Okay.
And if you're into that too, well, then that's, go on forward and do your best. And I tend to think that it's the same types of boundaries that you would have in any relationship about what that looks like. But if you both are not in alignment and your partner's coming to you and saying, hey, let's change things up a bit, I think there's possibly something not right with the relationship, and you get to choose. Do you want to continue that way, or can you work on the relationship? And that's where my brain lights up. It's like, oh, as a relationship counsellor, what are the pain points? What's going on for that person?
To want to open it up. So humans are, people say, oh, we're not meant to be with one person. But when you're in a relationship, in your experience, really, we are. Like, we're just meant to be with one, right?
Well, as well, you go to the Harvard Research and they'll tell you that we are happier, healthier, particularly blokes, when you're in a loving relationship. Yep. Our brains do well. Our overall health is better. We live longer when we're surrounded by our people that love us and that, particularly if you're in an intimate relationship, it's good for you. Yeah.
So once you open a relationship, say the guy's gone to the girl, because it's always the guy that's like, I want to open the relationship up, right? Mostly. So the guy opens the relationship up, the girl's like, yeah, cool. What if they want to close the relationship again? Can that work?
Well, if I think you've had healthy boundaries, like if you've gone down that path, you've each slept with other people or one of you has there been, strong boundaries around the communication? Were you okay about that? And I think anything can happen in any relationship. It's so fascinating what you can see happen. Like the couples I thought wouldn't last that have come to me and they've been really, really struggling or high conflict, or they've had one has had an affair for 20 years, or, you know, they've done this open relationship thing. If you really want to, you can make it work. If you've got healthy boundaries, if you've got forgiveness, if you've got communication, if you've respected your children along the way, or you've had mutual consent around who you've told, that's often a big thing. It's like, are we going to tell the neighbours? Are we telling people that, that we're in an open relationship?
I didn't even think of that.
Well, the judgment you get from people, and of course they need a lot of counselling from you, Jo Wilson, the relationship rejuvenator. Love to get you on, and there we go. You heard it from her. Only rich guys that have had enough money spent on yachts want an open relationship. Thanks so much.
Thanks, Jo.
No worries.